everybody. It's the GB Podcast. I'm Andrew.
This is number 11.
Yeah, it's kind of cold out.
We've got this trend of warm weekends and cold weekdays.
Yeah, it's pretty evil, really.
I was in San Francisco over this past weekend, and it was in the 60s. But it's all kind of relative, you know, because the first 2 days it was great. It was like 65, sunny, and then on the fourth day we were there, we crossed over the Golden Gate Bridge and stuff, and it was, I think, probably in the upper 50s, but it felt pretty cold.
Wow. Okay.
But, you know, you get used to it. Speaking of San Francisco, and it kind of brought to mind this idea that we went to the ferry building.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, they have this amazing farmers market.
Right.
And it's all located in the ferry building, and it's around the entire building. Now, the ferry building, if you're not familiar with it, is on the east, kind of the northeast end of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by Fisherman's Wharf. It's kind of a bit more south and east of that. And it's this huge, massive kind of, you know, collection of farmers.
Yeah, right.
Displaying their
wares. All over the area,
from all over California, in the northern region anyway, and from the bay. So, and, you know, while we were sitting there and checking it out, we were just marveling, like, why doesn't Chicago have this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we have farmers markets and neighborhoods, and we have small versions of mini,
markets. We've got the Green City Market.
We've got Green
every
City,
summer.
Which is, you know, the biggest thing I've seen.
Yeah.
And we have the one downtown, in
Daily Center.
Daily Center.
Yeah.
And, but none of them are of the size of this.
Yeah.
So we got to wondering whether or not something like Navy Pier could be the purpose.
Right.
Or something along the lakefront, something kind of, you know, kind of cool.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, you and I have talked about this before. There's, you know, even in a little town like Columbus, there's an indoor year-round farmer's market that people can go to anytime they want.
Right.
And here in Chicago, I mean, yeah, once the weather turns bad, you really don't have that opportunity. I mean, yeah, the Green City Market shows up at the Notabard every weekend.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it pales in comparison
to
the summer.
And so, and you know, it's either, that's why we're thinking maybe Navy Pier. It's
yeah.
The size, if they want to go for size, the Notabard would be good.
Right. I'd want it to be someplace where it's easy to get to for for locals, because Navy Pier, yeah, it's big and it's sort of centrally located, but it's pretty isolated. I mean, you have to jump on a bus to get over to the pier,
yeah,
or you can park, but
like,
not
I think cars. You know, I think the issue though is kind of whether or not that kind of to bring all these people in would there'd be support for it from the locals,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it needs kind of maybe a bit of that tourist attraction to
yeah.
it. So I don't know, Navy Pier isn't, you know, aside from going for IMAX,
mm-hmm.
or some, you know, silly convention, it's not the destination it could be.
You mean for locals?
I think so, yeah. And I think even for tourists, it's kind of cool to check out the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then we've got, you know, the Ferris wheel and all that, but otherwise it's kind of a dead spot in the city
that's
I think could be super cool. And
yeah.
I don't know, I think a farmer's market would fit in somehow. There.
Sure.
But the Notabard would be cool, but, you know, again, that's kind of private property or whatever.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Maybe it's a whole other building. I mean,
it could be.
It's not like Daly is afraid of building on his, building
Northerly
something
Island.
New.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Northerly Island.
It could be
a
Northerly Island. It could be somewhere along the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just somewhere where it's easily accessible for, I think it needs to be easily accessible for people who are on foot, you
mm-hmm.
know. Locals who don't have a car, don't have, 20 minutes to wait for a trolley over to the...
Well, see, the Notabard isn't that accessible.
No, it's
either.
Not. That's true.
So.
It would still be a destination.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little easier to get to than the Navy Pier is for a lot of people.
Maybe.
But you never know. I mean,
yeah.
You know, maybe it... someplace downtown. Maybe it could be one of the things that goes into the old Carson Perry Scott building. You know?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, you know, this is a really good idea, and maybe somebody in City Hall will be listening and tap Daly on the shoulder and get him started on this.
That would be wonderful, especially if he's on this whole, let's make Chicago the cleanest city in the U.S.
That's so right.
That'd be wonderful.
You listening, Daly? We want it. So over in Fuel right now, we're talking about advice that we would give to our 15-year-old selves. And it's going pretty well. A lot of people are submitting
ideas.
I think
ideas. So. It's one of those questions that I think, hindsight is 20/20 life.
Yeah.
So, as you get older, you get wiser. You're always looking back and thinking,
right.
Oh, man, if only I knew back then.
Yeah.
But 15, I mean, that's quite a while ago. For me, that's exactly half my age.
Wow.
And when you posted that, or when you told me about it, I was trying to figure out what would I tell myself
right.
when I was 15. So what did you tell yourself?
Well, I basically said, I should come clean a little bit. I stole this idea from a meme that was going around on Twitter, and so it was very short answers. I actually haven't responded in Fuel yet myself, but what I said in Twitter was, take romance less seriously. When I was 15, I was, freshman, sophomore in high school, and I was the serious lovesick puppy. I was a total, sensitive ponytail boy.
I think, yeah, well.
I would fall head over heels for some girl, and, mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, fall head over heels about some other girl. And in between, I would be just completely devoted for, I was way too crushy and way too serious about it. And I think I missed out on just, casual dating. And I think that would have been... If I'd lightened up a bit, I think I would have had a better time.
I think very few people at that age... I mean, you take everything seriously.
I do.
At the oldest age you are, at the age you are in now.
Right.
But definitely, I think mine is probably something similar. Because I was a pretty sulky dude because of that kind of stuff when I was 15.
Exactly.
But I was having a lot of fun though. I don't know if I'd have anything light
beyond that.
So.
Well, it's fun reading some of the things that people say. Some of them are giving themselves confidence boosts.
Yeah.
Some of them are just giving advice. Don't talk to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start smoking or things like that. So it's neat seeing what people are saying. What the do's and the don'ts are,
Definitely.
The words of caution and the words of encouragement. It's really interesting to see what people have to say. So check it out. It's the current question in Fuel on the site. What do you like this week? Let's start talking about
The weekend. This has been if you look on Slowdown, there's a lot of stuff going on this week.
More than we could possibly talk
more than
about.
We could imagine or talk about. But on Thursday.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. There are two things that I kind of got my eye on. The first is the shop tail you drop at Jake.
That's tail, T-A-I-L, right?
And this is the Jake that's on Southport
at
3740. And they are having a designer shopping party. And if you've never been to Jake, it's kind of, their clothes are kind of in the realm of Urban Outfitters, Anthropology, Ben Sherman, that kind of thing. And what they're doing is they're having a benefit for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a bunch of stuff, and 20% of your purchases will be donated to the Anti-Cruelty Society.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think that's pretty cool, since I have a dog.
Yeah, right.
So check it out. It goes from 6 to 9.
Yeah, okay.
And,
Cool. What's the other thing?
The other thing, which I think is kind of hilarious, since it's in Lincoln Square, and I kind of live near there, Lincoln Square Idol at Dank House.
Sweet.
The Old Town School of Folk Music teachers and student bands will be battling out for a spot in the Lincoln Square Summer Concert Series lineup.
Wow, okay.
And the bands are pre-selected, judges pick the winners.
Are they going to give them the smackdown like they do on Marathon?
I don't know. I don't know. The audience applause is the deciding factor.
Okay.
Or a big factor.
So it's basically a battle of the bands.
It is a battle of the bands. Huh? So okay. Come check it out. It is... there's a cash bar, too. So
okay.
It's from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at 4740 North Lincoln Avenue.
Cool. Dankhaus, if you're not familiar, it's like the German-American Cultural Center that's over in Lincoln Square. It's a pretty cool space. They've got a nice bar in there. And, you know, it's German, so you know the place.
There you go.
Well, cool. Well,
what's going on?
Friday, there's a bunch of shows. But the thing that I really wanted to talk about, it's actually an all-weekend event. It's the IKC Dog Show. It's over at McCormick Place.
This is a dog weekend.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, a beagle just won the...
I know, the AKC.
The AKC, so that's pretty cool.
It's been a long time since the Beagles won.
Well, no, it's the first time.
It's the first time? I thought it was
like... 132 years of the Kennel Club awards,
crazy.
And this is the first time a beagle
won. I thought it was like the second or something.
No. So, you know, see what the next one's going to be. Maybe it'll be a chihuahua? I don't know.
Boxer,
yeah, well... You're partial.
I'm biased.
But yeah, it's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looks like a lot of fun, and it's over at the McCormick Place. I guess they'll be getting rid of the cars and bringing in the dogs.
Excellent.
And then on Saturday, there's a pajama party. it's a blowout sale, quote-unquote, at B,
yes,
which
is
1117 West Armitage, from 6 to 10 a.m., you can shop in your PJs and get $10 baskets. Well, the stuff's divided up into baskets, tables, and racks. And it's 10 bucks in the baskets, 20 bucks on the tables, and 50 on the racks. There's going to be jazz, gourmet coffee, breakfast stuff, you know, 50% off, all sorts of stuff. Sounds like a really good deal. And hey, if you show up in your PJs, then, you know, you'll be in good company.
Good times.
Yeah.
Later that night.
That day, really, yeah.
Later that day. Is Chill Out at MoMA. MoMA? MoMA? MoMA?
No, well, it's the Museum,
Museum of Modern Ice. In
I don't
Millennium
think there's a given. There's no given.
It's not MoMA. MoMA. MoMA.
Yeah.
Jonah Sharp and Tycho, they are having a electronic music extravaganza with visuals and music.
Awesome.
And,
Frozen Video Wall?
Frozen Video Wall and Chicago's top mixologists. We'll be serving samples of alcohol-free specialty drinks.
Well, it is Chicago Park
District. It is Chicago Park District.
They can't serve the booze.
But still, I think that's kind of cool.
It will be cool, yeah. All
it's
right.
Free. Just reservations are required, so get on the Millennium Park website and check it out.
Sweet. All right. So on Sunday, there's the Oscars.
Yes.
And I think you know, most people are probably going to be staying at home watching those. Or not. Maybe
or not.
Not.
I don't know. There are good films this year.
There are some pretty good ones.
Some surprising nominations.
Yeah,
and some unsurprising ones. So.
And, you know, restaurants and bars all over town are having, you know, viewing parties and stuff like that. Go
and
check it
and
out.
And betting on the side.
It. Yeah, definitely.
Oscar pools.
Right. But there is one event that we thought was worth mentioning. If you've got a little extra cash to spend, it's definitely a worthwhile cause. It's called An Evening with the Stars. It's been around for a number of years, and they do have a big Oscar party every year. This year, it's obviously, it's on Sunday, and it's hosted by NBC5's Zoraida Sambolin and Dick Johnson. Richard Roper will be there. You know, there are likely to be a few other stars from, you know, around town. But it benefits Autism Speaks, which is a really great nonprofit. Really worth your time. The reason we're saying, you know, it's a little spendy, it's $100 to $350, depending on where you're sitting and how much you're willing to support the cause. But it's a really worthwhile cause. I think it's worth checking out. Details are on there. Otherwise, eveningwiththestars.org. Check it out. You got anything on Sunday?
I have nothing on Sunday.
All right.
I am staying in.
I don't blame
you. I think
I
so.
Probably will be too, but I throw my support towards any of
exactly.
So,
you know. So.
Oh, and that's going to be the Chicago Center for the Performing Arts, which is on the near west side. Okay, on Wednesday, wanted to give you guys the heads up. I know a lot of people out there are big fans of Threadless.
Yes, they are.
Our local custom t-shirt super site. And, you know, a lot of people submit stuff and it goes nowhere. If you're not familiar with Threadless, you ought to be. Basically, everything is put to a vote. You throw your design up there and people get to vote on whether they think it's worth printing. And if enough people vote on it, it gets printed. So to that end, Threadless is throwing a submission workshop at their store at 3011 North Broadway, 6 p.m. on Wednesday. I think it's worth checking out. Wednesday is the 27th. It's just an hour. They want you to bring your laptop. They've got free wireless. Worth checking out. And it's free.
Definitely.
That's pretty much it. I don't know about you, but it's looking like a good weekend. Hoping everybody has a good time and that the weather holds out.
Indeed. One little quick thing. We are having our GB get-together next...
Oh, yeah, next Friday on Leap Day.
So, on the 29th, the day that doesn't exist...
3 out of 4 years.
3 out of 4 years. we'll be at the Black Lock again. So, coming out, we'll probably talk about it in the next podcast.
I'll look for it on the site.
So,
talk to you later.
Later.